Cargano, I believe is the name of the company, and we're joined by Tina and Morten, was it?
Cargano.
Your name, sir?
Morten. My name is Morten.
Morten. Right, okay. Who are Cargano? Where are you guys from, and what sorts of products or services do you offer?
We are based in Denmark, and we are manufacturing low-vision equipment, CCTVs. Yeah, it's a self-contained unit with a screen.
Actually, okay.
It's a new range of products we've just launched for private and professional use, which all systems are connectable to a computer, to different kinds of screens, flat screen or traditional VGA screen. We have a lot of emphasis on development, so the products we have always have the latest technologies available. And that means that the products have a lot of features that you won't find on other products.
Could you describe some of those features for us?
Yeah, if for instance I could mention the latest product we have, a live reader.
Okay.
It's a unit based on a touchscreen where you have all functions of a traditional CCTV. Then you can also take a picture of a text. It's OCR processed, and then you can have the text read up loud.
Okay, could we perhaps have a look at that?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just turning to my left, and I'm putting my hand forward, and I've just found a screen. This feels like a monitor, like a TFT monitor that one might find on a modern computer. Okay,
and
some cables coming out the back there. Right, so
on the screen.
So it's a touch screen, which is going to be very interesting. If I put my hand to the bottom left-hand corner of the screen, and it's saying zoom out. Now, obviously, somebody using this is going to have some vision, aren't they? It's a totally blind person who's going to really struggle with this, aren't they?
Yeah, of course it will help, but it tells what button you're touching.
Yes,
whenever you're there.
But there's no way to feel the button, of course,
as a blind person. No way.
Yeah.
It's read out when you touch it. The name of the button is read out.
Yeah, all buttons are either in the top line or the bottom line.
Okay, let's try. Not having much success
here.
Image optimization, please wait. Is there a scanner here then as well, a separate scanner?
Yeah, it's a camera.
It's a camera, okay. And the camera, this is a camera, is it?
Yes.
I don't know, maybe 30 centimeters long. Yeah, and then 10 centimeters wide.
It's mounted on a flexible arm.
Yeah, like an angle poise lamp.
Yeah. So you can move it.
Right, and then below on the table, quite a
you
long
put
way
the
below.
Text.
Yeah, so you could put anything there. It's not like quite a lot often with a scanner, you know, you've got to open the lid and then you've got to put the book inside.
Like there's nothing like it.
That's right, yeah.
You put anything there.
Yeah.
And one thing else that's very special about this system is that it has what we call smart rotate. So it actually doesn't matter how you place the document below, it can take an A4 page.
Okay.
It indicates where the bottom line should be.
Yeah.
Should be put, and then it can take an A4.
People aren't just partially sighted and blind. It's a continuum, isn't it? That people have varying levels of sight. So you think that there will be a proportion of people who perhaps have a little bit of vision to be able to use the screen interface, but perhaps don't have enough vision to read the printed word. So it would be those sorts of people that you would be aiming this at, is that right?
Yeah, I'd say you can use it depending on what you want. If you prefer to read the text like you do on a normal CCTV, you can do that. If you prefer to have taking a picture of the text and have it read up, you can do that as well.
So it's this
depends
is
on what you prefer.
So what we're seeing here then is a convergence between OCR technology and CCTV technology.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
So that's quite exciting. And you can connect this to a computer and you can transfer the text.
Yes, you can transfer it into, you can scan the text, you can transfer it into Word. It's very easy to save as the files and to get back to it whenever you want.
Well, thank you very much. We won't keep you any longer. Obviously, I expect there are people waiting. Do you want to give the Cargano website address so that people can find out more information?
Yes, sure. It's www.cargano.
Which is, do you want to spell that for people?
Yes, Cargano.
Yes.
.com.
.com. Yeah. Cargano.com.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming.